trying to record this video and I just keep going into a rant, and I'm going to try really hard this time not to. We'll see if it actually works. But if you've been following this channel for any length of time, then you know that freedom of speech is one of our main topics. It's one of our lines in the sand. It's the hill we'll die on. It's one of the most important foundational cornerstones to a free society and to the liberty of the individual. Because without free speech, you can't have anything else. It goes all the way back to freedom of thought and perceptual reality. And without it, you wouldn't even be able to know and comprehend, you know, the other rights. You have to have free speech in a free society. You have to be able to do that. And we're seeing the consequences of what happens when you don't all over the place right now. There are people right now in the wake of this election whose minds have been damaged. These people have been psychologically harmed by what I would say is probably one of the most sophisticated propaganda machines that modern humanity has ever known. And what you're seeing, if you've seen these videos, I don't know if you guys have seen these videos. I'm not going to play them because I think it's almost like gratuitous at this point to play these people who are melting down. There's people Kamala lost, and they are losing their minds on the internet. They're shaving their heads. They are making videos where they're just completely, I saw a woman throw, like, completely melting down and then took off running and slammed herself into a wall. There are women who are dressing up like Handmaid's Tale to drop their kids off at elementary school. You know, it's just, they're convinced that all of their rights as a woman have been removed suddenly now because Trump is reelected, which is not based, none of this is based in actual reality. It's based in this illusion of reality that's been built up around these people by, in part, the media that they've been consuming. It has done this to them. And the censorship paradigm that has misrepresented reality, so they've been lied to. They've been lied to. They were telling these people right up until the election day that Kamala was a shoo-in. They were saying all of the polls said she was going to win. And so not to worry about it. But also, if you do worry about it, here's what's going to happen when literal Hitler becomes president again and all your rights get stripped away. I'm seeing women talking about how if they don't get a divorce in the next 2 months, they're not going to be allowed to anymore. They're not going to be allowed to drive or go to school.
I am going to say this as nicely as I can. Please excuse the language. What f***ing rights are you losing as a woman? I'll wait. What rights? What rights are you losing? Why are you boohooing on the internet and saying that you're losing your rights as a woman? Tell me. You're losing nothing. Nothing. Can you work? Yes. Can you still make money? Yes. Can you get married? Yes. Can you get divorced? Yes. Can you have children? Yes. Can you have one child? Yes. Can you have five child? Yes. Five children? Yes. Can you have five boyfriends? Yes. Can you run for office? Yes. Can you own a business? Yes. Can you be CEA, CEO, CFO, all the things? Yes. Oh, can you have an abortion? Yes.
The amount of crazy meltdowns that are happening that are based on false realities that have been put into these people's minds it's insane. It's insane to watch. It almost makes you feel a little crazy when you see it. I'm not even going to show you these videos because, again, I feel like it's almost kind of gratuitous. Like, at first, when Trump was reelected, I think people were saying, I can't wait to see what the meltdowns on the other side look like. I saw some people saying that online, right, on social media. But then when they actually saw what was going on, a lot of people were pretty horrified. They were like, wow, this is so not what I thought it was going to be. Because it's a far cry and vastly different from that one person who was kind of throwing a fit on the sidewalk back in 2016. This is some other level. You have women straight up shaving their heads. And they're all talking about how they're going to wear blue bracelets now so they can identify each other in public so they know who's safe. It's so far beyond reality. It's they've broken these people's minds. With that, though, you have people in the media on that side of the fence over there who are tripling down on this censorship paradigm. Like, they're not even going to acknowledge what they've done to people.
I think in a normal country, we would say, hold on a second, maybe we need to have a different set of regulations for social media platforms now they're this big.
Help if we could regulate social media, because one of the biggest offenders is D.C. and Congress have not been able to do one thing in regard to the rogue corporations
of social
media.
It's not going to get any better with Elon Musk.
But if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects, it's real harm.
We lose total control.
And I just want to show you this one thing. This is the reason I decided to make this video. I just wanted to make this one point. This lady is Laura Helmuth. She is the editor-in-chief of the Scientific American. Scientific American is a science magazine that has been in print since 1845 in this country. It is a very long-running science publication. And this woman is its editor-in-chief. She has a PhD from Berkeley. She's on all kinds of panels. I'll get to that in a second. But when Kamala Harris lost the election, she went onto a social media platform and went off about effing fascists. Gen X is full of effing fascists. Solidarity to everybody whose meanest, dumbest, most bigoted high school classmates are celebrating early results because F them to the moon and back. And then she started talking about why she left Indiana because everyone there is racist and sexist and all this stuff, okay? So she went off on a whole tirade about basically people who support Trump and the fact that Kamala was losing. That's the editor-in-chief of the Scientific American. Why does this matter? I mean, if it was just her opinion and she was just some person, it wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't care what she thinks about whatever. She can think whatever she wants and she could say whatever she wants on social media too. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. What bothers me is that she's the editor-in-chief of a scientific publication that one day after the election put out this article about misinformation really does spread like a virus. Going viral appears to be more than just a catchphrase when it comes to rampant spread of misinformation. Scientific American has been pushing the concept of misinformation for years. They have many articles about it that you can find. In fact, one of their articles was written by Laura Helmuth herself, where she brings it up talking about their November issue and specifically says that it's one of the hottest areas of research right now because they're really trying to push this paradigm that misinformation is like a scientific topic. And says, unfortunately, because there's just so much to study with the pandemic, the election, trolls who weaponize confusion, and the massive influence of social media platforms, conspiracy theories and quackery are spreading more quickly and widely than ever. We hope that the understanding of science of misinformation will help us all tell sense from nonsense and find the best ways to resist and debunk dangerous myths. Really? Dangerous myths, Laura Helmuth? Like possibly that Gen X is full of effing fascists? Like that kind of dangerous myth? What are you spreading, conspiracy theories and quackery? You know, this is my problem, okay? This right here is my problem. This woman and people like her who are trying to push the idea that there's a scientific paradigm of misinformation that warrants censorship when she is obviously one of the most biased freaking people that could ever walk Earth. And she just showed literally everybody how that works. She just showed everybody how non-partial she is, okay? She just showed everybody her personal opinions on things, but she's yet the editor-in-chief of a publication that is trying to push a scientific paradigm of, quote, misinformation, which is really just another word for censorship of ideas that go against what these people want to promote. Because that's, you think that her opinions that she just shared with everyone have not really ever entered into the arena of what does and does not get published in their scientific publication under the banner of science? Because I'm sure that it has. Because now we're going to go look at her freaking Wikipedia. I'm sorry, this makes me angry. I just think it's such bullshit. I really, really do. This is what makes me sick about it, guys. Okay? This right here. So she's the editor-in-chief of Scientific American. She was formerly the health and science editor of the Washington Post. She's also served as the president of the National Association of Science Writers. See, I don't like how they're using that word, like, in this context, okay? She's a member of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine Standing Committee on the Project for Advancing Science Communication Research and Practice. That's a thing, and she's a member of it. She's also giving lectures at the American Institute of Physics, the National Academy of Sciences, on how science journalists can counter misinformation and address uncertainty in their reporting. She's also been a president on the National Association of Science Writers and a board member for the Society for Science and the Public and the American Association for the Advancement of Science's Sideline Service, which connects scientists and journalists. And there's a whole thing here about her endorsement of Biden in the 2020, how the Scientific American endorsed Joe Biden. And it says the magazine needs, quote, to tell what we know about the consequences the Trump administration has had for science, health, the environment, for using evidence, for really understanding and accepting reality, end quote. And to show this time the choice is important for science. You keep using that word, but I don't think you know what it means. Science isn't this biased, okay? This is not science. This is people using the phrase misinformation and disinformation as a way to weaponize the shutting down of people's alternate voices. I don't trust somebody who's saying my generation is all full of effing fascists to be telling me what is and is not impartially true about misinformation, okay? I don't. And I don't know why anyone else should. I think that's really, really, really screwed up. And she came out later and she gave one of those, like, I'm so sorry, it was just the election, I didn't mean it kind of posts, which is really, why would anyone believe no one ever believes those. No, what you meant was what you said to begin with. Now you're just upset everyone saw it, you know? And you don't even have the spine to own it. Now you're going to pretend like you didn't really mean that. And we're all supposed to go back to believing your scientific paradigm of misinformation after you just showed everybody how you really feel and think about things. But I'm sure you're real, real impartial, right? You're real impartial when it comes to misinformation in your science magazine. Literally the day after the election, they're talking about misinformation spreading like a virus. You see what I'm saying? Why would anyone trust you as a communicator of anything? Especially something like science, which is not supposed to be biased. It's not supposed to lean to one side. This is why people don't trust science, actually. This is why people feel like science has been captured and is no longer what it used to be. So when you're pushing information and you're claiming it's under a banner of science, but this is how you actually are, you know, I mean, I would still be saying this if her opinion was on the other side of the carpet. It's the same thing. It would be the same thing. So this isn't about what political side she leans to. This is about how they're going to use a paradigm of scientific mis- and disinformation as a means of trying to bolster a worldview about things, trying to bolster what is and is not science, what is and is not true, what is and is not the way we should look at through the lens of reality. This is the lens she looks at reality through. She just showed everybody what it actually is underneath all of the officialdom of her official apologies. This is a person who is developing tip sheets for journalists who are covering, you know, the pandemic and talking about scientific communication. And this is the way she actually thinks about things. So you think that doesn't color how she is editor-in-chief of a scientific magazine? I just can't anymore with this censorship paradigm that has happened. It gutted us. It totally destroyed our channel for years. It completely wiped out everything that we were doing after we put out Minds of Men. It completely killed our channel for a very long time. We have been financially damaged by this, And we backed up everything we said with sources. Our freaking documentary has 140 sources cited in it. It's basically a PhD level dissertation research project that's put to video. We put everything out there. Everyone can go double check everything we said for themselves. And we were harmed by this, you know, and a lot of other people were too. And it's just because we aren't on the side that was in control of saying what misinformation is or is not. Of course, I wouldn't want to ever do that because I don't think that's the answer. I think censorship is never the answer. It's historically never been the right answer. Everyone who's ever been in favor of censorship has been on the wrong side of history for the entire known human history. And it will continue to be that way. It always will because it's mind control. At the end of the day, censorship is mind control. It's the control of the way that you can communicate and view the world. It controls the way that you perceive reality. It is control. That is what it is. There's no good reason for it ever. The answer to bad information is more information. It always has been. The only way you can teach people how to spot bad information and to think critically about information is to give them access to all information. That is how people learn critical thinking skills and discernment. You have to give them access to everything so they can actually learn how to make good choices for themselves. That is the only way. You cannot protect people from information and thus teach them about the information. That is not how it works. That's not how it will ever work because they can't learn how to use their own brain that way. You're actually coddling people and keeping them infantilized and keeping them from being able to use their brain by not giving them access to everything so they can learn to make those choices for themselves. Because then they're making an actual legitimate choice. By coddling people and not giving them the information, you're actually not allowing them to make any decisions for themselves. They're not learning how to use their own mind in relationship to information. They're not learning actual critical thinking skills. I don't understand why people don't understand. It's very simple. This is very simple. And we've known this all the way up until now when this is being enforced as if it's helping people when it's actually harming people. It's actually keeping people from being able to use their own minds better, from using their own brain better. It's actually keeping people from being able to develop critical thinking skills. It's actually keeping people locked in a control system where they will be dependent upon arbiters of truth, such as this woman who's going to tell them what information is true or not when she obviously has this going on in her own mind. You see the problem? There are no arbiters of truth. There's the search and pursuit of truth, which is, I think, a noble one. Obviously, nobody can pretend like they're the arbiter of something. And that's only if we actually took all of this at face value, which you can't do. You just simply cannot do. I'm sorry. Does that person seem like she has the best interests of everybody equally in mind? No. Okay, no, she doesn't. Telling everyone they're going to protect people from information is a way of controlling everybody and making them dependent on the system to do critical thinking for them. And thus, people will never develop critical thinking skills for themselves. This harms human consciousness on a mass scale. And I don't know why that has to continuously be repeated. It just seems so obvious, but I guess it isn't. I guess it's really not obvious to a lot of people. I guess it's obvious to me for some reason and us for some reason and not obvious to everyone else. I don't know. We're going to continue to have the kinds of problems we're having in this society indefinitely if people cannot be allowed to think for themselves and develop actual critical thinking skills for themselves. This is a real problem for humanity worldwide. I had a guy come in on my post and say science should be an ever-reaching search for the truth. It is not a fixed orthodoxy that is never to be challenged. Because if it was a fixed orthodoxy that couldn't be challenged, that would be more like religion. That is why people are saying it's not science anymore, it's scientism. Because it's becoming like a dogma, and that's not what it was ever supposed to be. We don't need a new priest class of experts, quote unquote, who are handing down to us the science that we're not allowed to question. That is humanity going backwards. That is not any kind of advancement for us. And this idea of being protected by people from our the ability to use our own minds as adults. I'm going to go on all day. This is what I mean. I can't talk about this without ranting. It's not possible. But either way, I should have the right to say this. And if you disagree, then you should put more information on top of what I've said, and we should have that conversation. But we're living in a time period where they're trying to shut down the ability to even just have adult conversations. And they're calling it science, okay? And they're saying it's a science of arbiters of truth, with people at the helm who want to put a padded echo chamber around their worldview and everyone else's to be rejected under this kind of a system. There's no way that that is good for anybody. It's not good for them either, because these people who are freaking out right now, that is the consequence of your misrepresentation of reality echo chamber. That is the consequence of what all of this censorship, and we're going to protect you from information and everything else. These people who are losing their minds, that's the consequence of that. You've infantilized these people, and now this is what is going on. They're actually having these breakdowns. And I think the people on the other side of the carpet of this are thinking, no, that can't really be how they're reacting, because they would never react that way. And so they're looking at it, go, no, that's not possible. No, you don't realize what these people have just been through on this side. I think this is real fear and panic that these people are actually having to face now in reality. And they're, what you might think is just an overreaction or even just something they're doing for likes and clicks, I think is actually the real side effects of what this system has done to them for the last 4 years. And so society can't keep going on this way. Like, this is going to tear everybody apart. It's going to tear people down. It is destroying people's minds. The censorship control complex is harming people for real, and it is harming society for real. The only way we move forward is with freedom of speech. We have to have it. This country was founded upon it, and if we don't go back to that, the destruction of society is going to be total. It is going to be total. There are people now supposedly who are harming themselves in the wake of this. I mean, that is blood on somebody's hands, okay? And the people who are promoting institutional censorship should probably look in the mirror and think about that real hard, because you did not give these people the ability to use their own minds, and now their minds are actually damaged from it. You held them in some kind of information bubble. And yes, I do agree that people should have responsibility for themselves at some level, but we're also talking about a 20th century where psychology got weaponized hard. And that is why we made The Minds of Men. And everyone should have access to that information. They should. And that movie got censored too. I just felt the need to talk about this for a minute, because I'm so beyond angry when I think about the last 4 years and how silenced everybody has been and how controlled information has been. It's so awful. Like, we've all just lived through some real hell in this way, you know? It's bad. It's been a very anti-American time, for sure. It's not in the spirit of liberty or the spirit of this country in any way, the things that have been going on. And I'm not getting my hopes up yet, but something needs to freaking change, because look at how absolutely damaged some people have been under this paradigm of censorship. It is horrible. It is really horrible to watch some of these videos that people are doing. And they feel like their whole world has now been shattered. And to them, it's real. Just because it isn't real to me and I could see through it doesn't mean I can't acknowledge their pain. These people are in fear and pain, and it's horrible. So I can't believe this lady is the editor-in-chief of the Scientific American. I just pushing misinformation to combat what she's calling crazy conspiracy theories and quackery. Meanwhile, this is the way she thinks about people. This is what she thinks. So the idea that she's not biased when she's making determinations about what can be communicated as science for journalists, I don't believe it. I don't believe her when she says she was just upset because of an election. I've never been that upset over these elections that I would go on the internet and stereotype millions of people and boil them down to an MSNBC talking point. I've never done that. And she's totally well within her right to have whatever horrible opinion she wants. That's called freedom of speech. But don't turn around then and try to enforce a scientific paradigm of freaking misinformation on everyone else as if you have any right at all to sit on some pedestal and say that to anybody ever. Do not do that. Do not do that. That is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Okay? And I kind of hope they lose subscribers over this. I hope they lose a bunch of people over this. Because this is not science. It's also not American. Okay? I need to change the name of their freak. If they're going to keep her on as editor-in-chief, the Scientific American needs to change the name of their whole magazine. Just call it magazine. Because it's not science, and it's not American. Because you know what's American? Freedom of freaking speech. Maybe go get yourself a Bill of Rights and freaking read it. So done. I really hope it changes. I really do. Because I love you guys, but we can't, not just us in America either, the whole world, we can't keep living this way. Like, it's not good for humanity. It's not good for our minds. It's not good for our souls. Something has to change. Because this is wrong. And it has been wrong for a long time. How much wronger does it need to get?